Acts chapter 21. And it came to pass, that after we were parted from them, and had set sail, we came with a straight course unto Kos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from there unto Patara. And finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard, and set forth. Now when we had sighted Cyprus, we left it on the left hand, and sailed into Syria, and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her cargo. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit, that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way, with wives and children, till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore, and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we boarded ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, and greeted the brethren, and abode with them 1 day. And the next day we that were of Paul's company departed, and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, who did prophecy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet, named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's belt, and bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns this belt, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we, and they of that place, begged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean you to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done. And after those days we made ready, and went up to Jerusalem. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had greeted them, he declared particularly what things God had done among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and said unto him, You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are who believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of you, that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that you are come. Do therefore this that we say to you, we have 4 men who have a vow on themselves. Them take, and purify yourself with them, and pay their expenses, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things, of which they were informed concerning you, are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly, and keep the law. And concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, except only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day purifying himself with them entered into the temple, to announce the accomplishment of the days of purification, until an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews who were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people, and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help, this is the man, that teaches all men everywhere against the people, and the law, and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and has polluted this holy place. For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul, and drew him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band, that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions, and ran down unto them, and when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the chief captain came near, and took him, and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanded who he was, and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude, and when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the barracks. And when he came upon the stairs, so it was, that he was borne of the soldiers because of the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, Away with him. And as Paul was to be led into the barracks, he said unto the chief captain, May I speak unto you? Who said, Can you speak Greek? Are not you that Egyptian, who before these days made an uproar, and led out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers? But Paul said, I am a man who is a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and, I beseech you, allow me to speak unto the people. And when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs, and beckoned with a hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spoke unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying,